So when I discovered, I was really shocked by that. I couldn't believe it.
So she's actually engaged to Wayne Rooney. Did she meet him after she was famous?
Well, I've no idea, because I've always thought of her as, I mean, you know, she's a very good TV presenter. She writes a lot as well. Writer, journalist.
Well, fantastic journalist, columnist.
Broadcaster.
Opinion former.
There are many, many strands to her talent.
And you're sure she's engaged to Wayne Rooney, the Manchester United player?
Well, apparently so. And it's been going on for a while, because what I read is they're going to get hitched in around 10 to 12 days' time.
Fantastic.
So I never knew that.
Nor me. Should we do the blog?
Yeah, let's do the blog. Well, it's been what did we do last week then? By the way, it's Monday afternoon. It's the audio blog for the Duncan Barks show. I'm Duncan, he's Will. He's the architect. He's like the producer. But I prefer the word architect, don't you?
I have blueprints.
Pleased to hear it.
In a tube.
So what did we do last week then? I'm just trying to think.
Last week it started off with a bank holiday.
It was a bank holiday
special, which we're becoming famous for within this building. we did things that are overrated and things that are underrated.
Yeah. I can't even remember.
It was a long time ago.
I
said that sex and lingerie was overrated.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you don't like sex, do you?
No, I didn't say that. No. I said that bad sex was overrated.
Bad sex, yeah.
I also said that ice skating was overrated, among many other things.
I agree with you on that, yeah. I don't like ice skating.
What did you say was underrated?
Do you know, I can't remember.
I can.
What, go on?
Those pork sausages.
Yeah. Now, you can get these from Mattison's, and they're about £1.39, and I broke your pork sausage virgin last week, didn't I? Your pork sausage virginity.
You did.
Yeah, because we got one. They do these great things. They're pork sausage, though. Well, it's smoked pork sausage, but if you're lucky, you might get your hands on the garlic smoked pork sausage. We couldn't get a garlic one for you, but we got you a smoked pork sausage, and you sampled it. Did you like it?
It was nice. I mean, I wouldn't rave about it, but it was very tasty.
It's processed meat. That's what we were saying.
Yes, that was it.
Underrated.
Underrated.
And it's a great example of processed meat, because, you know, just sometimes you fancy, you just know it's a really dodgy meat product, in so much as that the meat has been mechanically recovered from the skull of a pig. But you know what? Sometimes it tastes fantastic.
Absolutely. Do you know what else we did?
No.
Quangos.
Oh, we did quangos, yeah.
We asked people, do you know what quango stands for?
Yeah.
In fact, Duncan, do you know what quango stands for?
It's a quasi...
Yes.
Non-government thingy, what's it, isn't it?
Quasi-autonomous.
Non-government organisation.
Non-governmental organisation.
Yeah.
I'll give you I think you got 3 out of 5 words.
Well, I didn't actually write it down in front of me. It's what I should have done, yeah. But no one knew, did they?
A few people did.
Yeah.
And they got it. And you offered to give a fiver to someone who got it right.
In New Brighton.
The first person to get it right was offered a fiver.
Yeah.
I think he's called Simon from New Brighton. Hello, Simon.
And we discovered that it costs the taxpayer around £67 million, doesn't it? Over the course of a year to fund quangos. Quangos that we don't elect.
Correct.
Quangos that we can't decide what they do. And we thought it would be quite good fun to create our own quango.
Yes.
Which we did.
Saving hedgehogs at midnight.
Yeah, I was a chief executive. I was trying to be nice, so I just had my salary in at about £130,000 a year.
50 less than the PM.
Yeah. We had Nick Leeson as our finance director.
Yeah. Richard Hammond as health and safety officer.
Personnel officer was Cynthia Payne.
Jade Goody was doing diversity.
Yeah, so that was a good exercise.
All suggestions from the listeners, by the way.
Which was very good.
Yeah.
We also did, well, I was just expanding on my theory that going bald is worse than childbirth.
Yes.
And we spoke to a man who helps out bald men in north of England, where they kind of do like, well, it's almost like hair transplants, really.
Yeah.
And he was saying that men who are losing their hair, I mean, I'm in my late 30s, and, you know, I'm receding rapidly here. It's very traumatic. Yeah, with childbirth, you know, 9 months, that's pretty much most of the period. What do you have to show for it at the end of it? A lovely little bundle of joy. Gives you no end of pleasure. All right, baldness, there's no hope.
My favourite text that we received on that particular subject was from a listener called Dave. In fact, it was Dave the crane driver.
Oh, yeah.
Who said that he watched his kids being born.
Yeah.
And it was like watching his favourite pub burn down.
It's very good.
I tried that out on a girl who'd just given birth, a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't seem that impressed.
Funny that. What else do we do?
Well, I think we should look forward.
Oh, yeah, let's look forward. Well, it's Monday afternoon. Today we talked about sex as men, being more feminine. We also had Sarah Beeny versus Kirsty Allsop, and I think we agreed, kind of like most people came out 60% in favour of the Kirsty Allsop, because she is a great, outstanding female.
It wasn't exactly a hammering for Beeny, but I think Beeny came off a little bit worse, but I stuck up for her. So.
Yeah, well, they're both outstanding females. So later on this week, what have we got? Well, tomorrow we've got the Liverpool Comedy Festival going on, haven't we, this week?
Yes.
So we're doing doing something about alternative comedy, which was long overdue, and we're going to talk to Rona Cameron about that.
Yes, Rona Cameron of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here fame.
Yeah.
Also a local comic called Steve Gribben. Well, I say he's local, he's London-based, but he's a Scouser by birth, grew up here, does a lot of his routine about Liverpool. So he was actually one of the first people to play at the Comedy Store.
That's good.
Which is obviously the cathedral of alternative comedy.
Yeah, and I mean, we're making this point because, you know, I remember when I was growing up, you kind of like the stereotype of these fat, balding, sweaty men who you were to see on the telly, you know, would come on and make jokes about their mother-in-law or, you know, about their gay friends, or there's a black man and he's got white teeth, so Chortle Chortle, let's call him Chalky, you know, and it was just like this really horrible, it's kind of like this stereotypical form of comedy. And then in the early to mid-80s, there was a revolution, which was kind of alternative comedy, people like Ben Elton and the Young Ones and Alexi Sale coming through, which I think was long overdue. So we're going to talk about that.
Well, I think what's happened is there's been a lionising of those old school comics as sadly they all drop off the mortal coil. Bob Monkhouse and Les Dawson.
Yeah.
And they all go. I'm not saying they weren't talented, because they were.
Yeah.
But it's almost like the backlash has started against alternative comedy.
Yeah.
And now it's actually a lot more fashionable to say that alternative comedy was rubbish and the good old-fashioned comics is what you need, than it would have been 10 or 15 years ago. Whereas we're going to say the opposite. We're going to say, thank God alternative comedy came.
Yep.
It wasn't all student-y rubbish.
No.
It was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I was thinking about this the other day, and I might mention this when we go on the radio on Tuesday morning, but, you know, people like Victoria Wood, you know, that was kind of quite alternative when you think about it. Here's a large woman who was playing the piano, doing some ditties and stuff, and doing some social observation.
Mm.
You know, it was a total contrast to some of the kind of like the fat, large comics you'd see who'd come on, you know, sweating and just go... Argh. Anyway, we're going to do that. We're also going to introduce the Merseyside and the Great Northwest to a new game, aren't we? Which I don't want to say anything else about that.
No,
but it's a great game.
Some of them will know it.
Yeah, you can play it in the car. You can play it on the plane when you go on holiday.
Correct.
What else?
We're going to be doing a bit of a educational day on Wednesday.
Are we?
We're going to be reacting to some comments by an academic in Newcastle called Dr. Bruce Charlton.
Oh, yeah.
Who said the reason that fewer children from working class families go to Oxford and Cambridge isn't about culture or teaching or life chances or anything like that. It's, he says, not me, he says that people from the working classes have got lower IQs. So we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Invited him onto the show.
Yeah. Is he coming?
No.
Oh.
So obviously, although...
Not too sure about his findings then.
Yeah, not too sure. Doesn't like doing radio apparently, the poor lamb.
Oh.
Press office told me. I sent him a very polite email asking him to come on. No reply.
Yeah.
Not so much as a no thanks.
Right.
Press office said no chance, doesn't do radio. Bit of a shame because, you know, if you're going to stand there and call an entire class of people thick, you'd think you'd come on the radio to defend yourself.
And there's not much we can do about that because we're a radio programme.
Well,
we're a bit stuck, really, aren't we?
We've offered.
That's a shame.
We're going to speak into lots of other people about it, so that should be good.
All right. Thursday, we're doing a motoring special. I mean, you know, literally week after week now, the price of fuel has been increasing. I have several theories about this, and, you know, we've talked about parking tickets and traffic wardens in the past. You know, if you're a motorist in this country, you are just such an easy target. You are a revenue stream in so many ways for the government and local authorities. Do you know what, though? I think we've only got ourselves to blame. We put up with too much of it. So we'll look at that one as well. Also, I don't know, did you ever fancy a sports car?
I really blow hot and cold on sports cars. Some bloke parked a beautiful Triumph. I don't know what it was called. It was a very old one, like from the 1960s or 70s, I guess, on our street the other day, and it was just fantastic.
Yeah.
I think they are utterly impractical, fuel inefficient, a magnet for vandals. I can see many things that are wrong with them. And sometimes I just think, why would you spend your money on that? And then you just see one and you just, all sense and logic goes out the reason. Yeah. Very similar to women.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. So we'll do that on Thursday as part of our motoring special. Then, Friday... Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to on Friday.
It's what you're looking forward
to. Yeah, yeah, but what else are we doing?
Well...
What?
It's almost like, yeah, well, what else are we doing before we get to the fun bit? We're doing
a very serious
journalistic debate on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Is faking it such a bad thing? Hmm. We keep getting told don't buy fake goods, don't buy fake Dior or fake Burberry or fake...
Label stuff.
Diesel. Well, I just kind of think, why not? Yeah. If they're going to charge over the odds for a pair of jeans that didn't cost that much to make, and someone else is offering you them for 30 quid instead of 120 quid, go with the 30 quid ones. What's the problem?
I think you're right. I think we become a little bit too snobbish in society. You know, and actually challenge most people. They wouldn't be able to tell the difference from a distance.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I wouldn't know. You know, if someone said to me, this is a fake Gucci bag, I'd go, well, it looks perfectly real to me. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is $5,000.
Yeah. So we'll do that on Friday. And then also on Friday, there can never be another Timmy Mallett.
Whack-a-day, whack-a-day, whack-a-day.
You see, where's the next Timmy Mallett? They're not anywhere.
Well, that's because children's TV presenters now are no longer required to be wacky. Yeah. They're required to be beautiful.
Sexy.
So you get a long line.
Sarah Jane Honeywell.
Sort of pretty, but slightly dull people.
Yeah. So I thought what we'd do is celebrate the greatness of, and for the purposes of Friday's debate, the mallet. So I thought we'd get the mallet on. We'll talk to the great man himself. And we'll celebrate the greatness of Timmy Mallett, who's still doing stuff. He does art these days, and he goes to universities and stuff. He's got a newfound audience. He goes along and hits students on the head.
Do you know, thinking of him, I think he went to either Oxford or Cambridge.
Really?
Yeah, one of the two. Mm-hmm. We'll have to ask him whether he's working class.
Yeah, that's a good point. So that's pretty much the Duncan Barks Show for the next 3 or 4 days. City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Thank you, as ever, for your support. Do you know, I was really, really surprised that to actually read that there's only like about 12 to 14 days before they get married.
Before who get married?
You know, that football player, that one who likes grandmothers, allegedly, and that TV presenter, you know, that journalist who's really good?
Oh, the journalist and TV presenter, Colleen McLaughlin?
Yeah, I was really shocked by that. When did that all happen?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I wish they'd have told us.
Yeah, me too. It would have been quite good. Yeah, it would have been interesting.